Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and man, we've had a fun week talking with two ministry veterans, two outstanding servant leaders. Barbara and Wally Rendell have been our guests here on Hope Is Here, and man, we've just talked a lot about how God can take just a willing heart to be a blessing and provide the hope to people all throughout Central Kentucky. And man, if you missed our first three programs, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check those 14-minute programs out. We talked about a great ministry they started, a nonprofit that still exists called Scatter Joy. We talked about bridges, how the church can leave the walls and go out and make a difference in the community and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And then we talked about a fruit of the Spirit that you may not know about called hospitality, and just talked about how you can show people hope and love by opening your home and just breaking bread together. It doesn't have to necessarily be a steak, baked potato, and salad. Just be throwing some hot dogs on the grill and some chips and drinks, and just doing life, doing community together can bring hope to people. So check out those 14-minute programs on our website, hopeishere.today. Well, Barbara, I want to talk to you. You know, a lot of times we've had a lot of pastors, such as Wally, on our program, but there's a lot of pastors' wives out there that, man, they want to do a great job and be a wonderful servant leader themselves, and you've got over 50 years' experience. So talk to us a little bit about some things and some of the wisdom that you would share to those people listening today.
Well, when I was growing up, we only had student ministers in my little home church. So I didn't know what a minister's wife was really supposed to do or be like. And so I had to write my own course. And so I began thinking, how can I be the best wife, mother, minister's wife? How can I make our home the best pastor's wife's home, or pastor's home, that we can have? And so I thought, okay, I think it really just goes back to being the best Christian wife and mother that you can be, and that should fit it, you know. And I thought, really, I take a lot of cues from my own mother. I think she was not a minister's wife, but she was a great Christian lady. She showed hospitality, and it didn't matter that we didn't have the greatest home in the neighborhood. It did seem like people wanted to come there for some reason, and I thought, it's the hospitality that did that. And she raised five, she and my daddy raised five pretty good kids. My oldest brother became a minister and married a missionary's daughter, and then they did ministry work and missionary work in Austria as well as Canada. So I took cues from, I saw what my sister-in-law was like. She was older than me. I did watch as we had evangelists that came in, and the kinds of things that they did. But I think, you know, basically it's being that Christian example. And I think, I know I talked about, I heard this just recently, and it may have been in some sermon of Wally's, I don't know. But it's in the home is where kids make up their mind about life. And so whether that be about politics, whether that be about their faith, what is true, what is good, faithful, discipline, obeying laws, serving others, love, morals, church, and biblical teachings. I think all that happens, at least begins right there in the home. Mm. And their greatest example is, how do mom and dad do it? And so I felt like to be the best pastor's wife and mother of his children, that I provide the best home possible. And I love ministry yet today, and I loved it from day one. And I knew I was marrying a minister. I kind of feel sorry for some girls, some women that marry a minister and or they marry a 9-to-5 job man, and then he becomes a minister. And that makes it, I think, more difficult because that's not who she married, and there's a change that happens. But I think whenever you know what you're – I didn't really know what I was getting into. I had no idea, to tell the truth. But I did know I loved ministry, and I love church, and I love the gospel, and I love evangelism. I knew those things. And so I thought – one of the things that I can do is be the best example that I can be to these children. I truly enjoyed serving my minister husband. To me, it was an honor and a privilege to be his wife and to do those things. And so I think one of the things with the children is trying to make sure that you walk the talk. That what you say is how you're living day to day and in the home. And I think that was one thing that I could tell anybody. Our children could see it. They have great respect for their minister father. And I think one thing was I would tell them how great ministry was. I would tell them how great their father was. And even though he couldn't always be there, that what it was about, and that this is what God wanted us to do. And so it turns out that both our one child is in heaven, but the other two are in ministry right here on earth. And I think that it proved to be a well strategy, a very good strategy to teach them that way. And but I think honesty, they learn truth, is what you tell your neighbor, is what you tell the repairman, is it truth? When you go to sell something, are you telling them? Are you living out what you've been saying? Is the truth? Is it? Are you doing these things? Are you walking the talk?
Yeah, and more is. I know we talked about that. More is caught than taught, Wally. And,
yes.
You know, talk a little bit about that, and then talk about what you saw that Barbara did well.
Good helpmate. You know, Barbara said, "Home is where life makes up its mind," and it really does. It's interesting in studies that children are making up their minds about the faith and about what they're going to do after they get out of the home. When they're in the middle school, you know, we think, well, it's in high school or college that we lost them. No, it's down there when they're in fifth, sixth, seventh grade that they're making up their minds about this thing that mom and dad call faith and home and church. And certainly that would be true for ministers' kids. I'll just tell you this about Barbara. As her, like you said, her definition of a good pastor's wife is to be a good Christian. And that's what she's tried to be all of her life. She loves the Lord. She's filled with the Spirit. She wants to live for the Lord. And being a pastor, back in the days when I was, you know, back doing ministry really full-time over at Southern Acres and all, you know, really I was married to the church more than I should have been. And, I mean, it was just day and night, literally. And Barbara was left, you know, with the children, three children. We came to Lexington. Bart was 2 years old. We had twins that were just months
old.
Brand new.
Wow.
And, man, I mean, she raised them. And, you know, and I wasn't there like I should have been. I didn't care like I should have cared because back then it's the ministry, 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 church, church, church. But here's the situation. You know, today, as Barbara said, Jill's in heaven. She was a faithful Christian to the very end. Jody's married to a pastor. Their three kids are faithful in the church. Bart and his wife live out in Las Vegas. He's a pastor. Their two kids are faithful in church. They were raised in our home and in the church, and yet when they got out, they didn't bail out. Mm-hmm. They're in it. I mean, they're in it full bore. And I tell you two reasons why I think. One was they were raised in a positive church. We had fun in our church, and all, it wasn't perfect, far from it. But, you know, they were raised in a positive. And secondly, it's because of Barbara. Because she was able to translate a lot of this stuff. No, Dad's not here, but here's why he's not here. She could have been negative. She could have been resentful about it. Well, kids pick up on that. Yeah. Home is where life makes up its mind. But she modeled, she loved the Lord. She loved the church. She knew where I was and why I was not there. And she really translated that. Another thing I just say about it, and I'll just get back here and let Barbara preach a little bit. But is that we never, you know, no church is perfect. And we never brought any of the negative stuff and poured that out on our kids. I tried to even shelter that from Barbara because I didn't want to. I didn't want her to go to church on Sunday knowing with an agenda. I'm going to get even with somebody. I just didn't tell her a bunch of that stuff. And we didn't discuss that, you know, with our children because we wanted church to be positive because forever negative, there were 100 positive things about our church. And so, but, you know, I go back, home is where life makes up its mind. And being a pastor's wife, she's ideal in her attitude, her commitment to the Lord, and what she is able to help our children understand about the church and about faith.
Barbara, any closing thoughts about that as far as, you know, trying to be a pastor's wife and then be a mom? And, I mean, that's a heavy burden, man. It really is.
Well, I don't think, you know, I was raised probably a little bit different. I'm older, and I came from a rural area, and what I would call women did women's things, men did men things. So I didn't think anything about, I didn't think very much about, like, having to really care for Wally along with the kids, meaning taking care of his clothes, taking care of the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, the dishes. And then he did make a point to be in at supper time every evening. And I think that was extremely important. Our kids could count on that. And we had supper. I know of very, very few nights that we did not have supper around the table, not out somewhere, but around the table. And we laughed and talked and spilled and did all the things that a family does. And I think that was a positive time. That was a really positive time. And there were a lot of times when we might have another kid or two around that table too, but the girls especially would jump on Wally's lap the minute he came in while I was finishing up supper, or they would all go out in the yard and shoot basketball, three of the kids with Wally, or so they had a very positive time, even though it was limited. Right. He made it count. And I think that's important.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, you know, when our kids got all in school, they're Lexington Christian, and money was pretty tight. So Barbara went to work at Lexington Christian, but she could go with them in the mornings and then be home. And so, you know, once she got in from school, she'd start preparing. We call it supper, okay? That, you know, that's what it was when I was raised on a farm. It's supper time. But anyway, she'd start preparing, you know, and we'd be out playing, doing whatever. And but Barbara would start cooking, and then she would say, supper's ready. And so then we could come in, gather around that table, and Barbara, like I said, pray together, talk about the day. And then I'd be off to another meeting, and she would be off to homework with the kids. But that's kind of the way our life was. But, you know, much goes to a faithful Christian lady that Barbara has been all of her life.
Well, great stuff today from two wonderful servant leaders. Man, I hope you caught some of the wisdom that they shared today about raising a Christian home. Well, stay with us. We're going to have one more program this week with Wally and Barbara Rendell. Hope you'll join us tomorrow on Hope Is Here.